Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember going with my daughters are 36 and 34 now, but yeah, we used to do things. I remember coming back and we would go camping. You know, I'd come along the like stuff along the Lake Huron, and I'd say, okay, my parents would give my kids money. So, okay, here's X amount, spend it how you want, you know. And so I remember from just traveling that area over the years, and so we'd go to like one of these spots where there's a port or something, and I'd say, okay, we're going to stop, and you can do one 15 minutes, 20 minute stop. You go out, run around, do this, you know it, you can go to, you know, a little store, or whatever it is, and we stop, and they would do that. We'd get out of the car and do this, and work our way down, you know. And so, you know, we said, yeah, it worked for me. I remember one year we got down to around Port Huron, and had my radio, and this guy named Leo used to be on the freighters. And so we went down up there by Port Huron and waited. Come by, and he was, I forgot what his task was on the freighter, but he had an interesting background. We had talked to him over the years, and so he went and he came out onto the deck and waved to us, you know, as he passed by. It was in the evening, so the freighter was lit up and stuff. So, things I remember, some fun stuff. He even includes amateur radio, Tom.